Let's do this.
Don't tell me to put them on.
Let's do this, ladies. We've been here before. It's not our first rodeo.
I put it on when I feel like putting it on. I do what I want.
I do what I want.
I don't really.
This is definitely one of the better places we've done a podcast.
Yeah.
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 Hospitality, top-notch, five-star hospitality.
This is going to spoil me. I think we shouldn't record here. This is going to ruin us for
podcasting. Or we should only record here.
Fuck, it's all or nothing.
What's up with that mean-ass Stay Illuminated sponsorship for the outdoor studio? Let's make that happen somehow.
There was...
Eddie, have their people call our people. Let's handle that.
There was this girl a few years back. Like, we both did ecstasy. And then she didn't want to have sex because she
that
heard
bitch.
that ruins you. Like, if you ever have sex on ecstasy, you'll never want to have sex.
I've heard that
any
too.
Any other way. That's not true.
It's not true.
And, allegedly. But this is what this feels like.
Having sex on ecstasy?
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm never going to be able to enjoy recording a podcast ever again if it's not in Stay Illuminated's backyard.
In Stay Illuminated's backyard.
This is gonna fuck with me forever.
All right, man.
We should start the show?
Yep.
All right, well... Don't flush the toilet. You are now tuned in to the Crappy Awesome Podcast. To another euphoric episode of the Crappy Awesome Podcast. We are your host, the Diego Brown Projects. I am Mr. Arash, even though nobody calls me Mr. And with me is Kiel Sire, even though we'll just call him Chris.
Hey, yeah.
We're, of course, brought to you by Platform Collection. Make sure you go to platformcollection.com and check out all the amazing content that's on there. There's music videos and essays and music and videos and combinations of music and videos and essays. That's over at platformcollection.com. And while you're there...
And photos now.
Photos, too.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Some of the photographers in the house right now are on there.
This is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
I like to get all the attention. But while you're there, check out our sibling podcast. There is Culture Sessions, hosted by a Melathion Archive, produced by Spock Beats.
Spock Beats.
The 2Mex Hologram Podcast, going long and strong.
Long
and hard.
And strong.
I've decided that's...
But with a pimp step. You know what I mean?
That can't go through the airport metal detector.
It's not the same stride as he once had.
Is it aluminum or solid steel?
I think it's aluminum.
Okay. Does that go through a metal detector?
Yeah. I'm sure they can't make you take it off.
I wonder about that.
Wait, can they make you take that off? You think they can make take off like your
metal detector? Your
no, like your leg. Like your leg,
your
like
prosthetic
does
leg.
You think Alec Tumex has to take his leg off?
There has to be a reason not to make
right?
someone do that.
Yeah, there has to be.
You have to understand, though, as a Middle Eastern person, I think about these things a lot.
I'm sure.
No,
about what,
they don't need
how
a reason
deal
for you,
with airports.
Holmes.
Yeah. Anyway, let's just continue to tell
I
you guys
digress.
About we digress. The 2Mex Hologram Podcast, of course. There is Proof of Life Radio, hosted by Kali, but also Status Escalate. Hosted by Kali.
Yeah, killing it.
I really got to spread some of these out. No, yep. Kali, you're killing it. Mm-hmm. Did a beautiful job. We love you. Life on the Road with 60 East.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a thing for that.
Really,
though, with Cookbook of
really
LA
though?
Symphony.
Really, though?
He's killing it right now.
Yes, he is.
Cookbook is killing
it. Nobody left to kill with everybody killing it
I
so
know,
much.
Everybody's killed everybody.
God, it's just a massacre.
Yeah.
Orchestrated, hosted by Noah James and Lisa J.
Yeah.
And the Ghetto Blaster Podcast, hosted by Ricochet.
Yeah.
Those are all over at platformcollection.com. Make sure you tune in to 2Mex Hologram Radio. There's 24/7 programming you can listen to if you can't wait for the next podcast. There's all kinds of music and talkity-talk and music. It's basically what you want to listen to.
It is literally the best collection of underground music on the planet. I'm saying that right now.
That is an unverifiable statement, so I think we can say
it. I would put our playlist on 2Mex Hologram Radio against anybody's playlist, and I bet you we have more obscure shit. Like, he's got freestyles of, like, The Far Side from a living room, and we spin that.
That's dope.
That's the shit that that's you really
ridiculous.
Want to have.
That is true.
Yeah.
Some legitimate underground shit. So the best way to listen to 2Mex Hologram Radio, by the way, is TuneIn Radio. And you can find all those links over at platformcollection.com. Follow us on Instagram at platformcollection. That's one word. And on Twitter at platformcollect.
Notion.
With Notion. Shout out to Tor Project. It's an open source privacy platform that is over at torproject.org. We believe that they may or may not have helped us.
See, they stopped us from getting hacked. We were getting hacked on the daily. Yeah. I think Gadzooks, when you posted, your post got hacked. So we had to go back.
Yeah.
So I don't know what was happening. We were just getting hit. And then, like, the homies from the Tor Project hooked it up, maybe.
We think they're our Robin Hood.
We don't get hacked anymore.
Right.
That's kind of tight, though, that you guys are so big that you're getting hacked.
Or maybe not. Or we're so small that it's super easy.
Coming from your life.
We're the low-hanging fruit.
Zero damage control.
Yeah. Something that has not to do with anything. Shout out to Burner Podcast. That's hosted by yours truly. That is over at burnerpodcast.com. And covers the Burning Man community and culture and all that goodness.
The longest running
audio show about Burning Man. Yes.
Yeah.
And tell them about Stitcher and iTunes and all that.
Yeah, if you're listening to this on Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Spreaker.
Spreaker.
You can go over to platformcollection.com, get all the episodes. Look, it over at Platform Collection, this is what I like to use it for, is like if you're like at a desk, you could just have it on in the background and like put your earpiece in. That's what the computer's for.
Yeah.
If not, go on one of the apps. It's just easier.
Yeah.
I'm not even saying, you don't even have to go like for the podcast to the website.
Yeah.
But why you should go is because of the music. I think we have like one of the dopest collections of music. It's definitely curated. There's a lot of people who go through and pick what's on there. We're very open about that. Like, that's what it is. It is what it is. But go there. And try to check out some of these artists. You can discover, I guarantee you, you'll discover at least 5 artists that you've never heard of that you feel like you should have.
Is that a money back guarantee?
That's a money back guarantee.
Okay.
All the money you spent
to go to platformcollection.com
and download this podcast.
Yeah, we'll pay it back to you.
We'll pay it back to you.
Wait, what if
every cent?
What if they consider like paying for Wi-Fi as a part of that? Now we're gonna have to pay for that shit.
Well, there's stipulations.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the fine print?
I said it so quick they couldn't even hear it.
We said
just
it
like every other commercial.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Might also give you cancer.
Yeah, but guys, thank you so much for the support. The numbers keep growing because of you guys. 2Mex Hologram Radio, that shit is killing it. Thank you guys for that. Shout out to the shows that are only on 2Mex Hologram Radio, by the way. The world famous Hip Hop Digest is now on 2Mex Hologram Radio.
Word.
Shout out to Fuck Outta Here Radio, right out of Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn.
They broadcast live. It's really, really dope because at least for people who are familiar with like the scenes that we cover and like the parts of the territories that we cover, then you'll understand what I mean by like they spin like the equivalent to that, but on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And it's like a dope underground scene and they're like really trying to push shit and it's amazing. And so you can hear that on 2Mex Hologram Radio. We're trying to get all the, you know, all the territories represented.
Yeah.
So keep sending in music, keep sending in requests. And yes, people who ask, is 2Mex coming back on the air with a show? He is. It's just in the works. They want to make it, you know, it's going to be a big deal when it happens. So check out for it.
Absolutely. A lot of dope shit happening.
Yo, Self-Provoked is finally back on the show after, well, how long?
4 years, I think.
Four years.
Years?
Yeah.
We've been on for 4 years?
I don't know.
Yo. Remembering the bullshit that I've been through. Remembering relations where they get you. Remembering the poison that I've induced. Thank you, bitches, you're the reason that I've improved. Never catch me looking back, I swear to God. They tryna fuck with me again, y'all looking odd. Homie, I'm not vulnerable, I'm feeling strong. Personify my problems on a fucking song. This ain't about a female doggy, scratch that. Memories in flames like a match pack. Homies think I'm ego tripping cause I won't. Waste my valuable time on their sinking boat. I'm not talking shit, I hope y'all better yourself. Doing all those drugs, I hope y'all better your health. If you got a problem, you could vocalize. Or you could keep assuming in that little mind. Question my own motives under dimmer lights. Thanking God for putting me through darker times. They trying to get in touch, but I'm offline. Roaming through these omens with a lost mind. A lost mind, I lost minds. Trying to grasp reality among lies. Fucking through my dirt, dog, I'm all fine.
calculate my moves. Yo. I don't want signs. All you critics don't know what I sacrifice. So tell me why the fuck I would take your advice. Bitches making friends with girls I used to date. Not knowing at one point they wanted to take a place. Scandalous, not surprising at all. Los Angeles, I'm analyzing all these stars. What's loyalty to one who never thinks they're wrong? Apologies not accepted, just move on. Had a blurry vision, now it's clear as fuck. Proved so many people wrong, I called their bluff. Self-provoked, I swear I live up to my name. Fuck fame, fuck chains, homie, I just want change. Remembering the bullshit that I've been through. Remembering relations where they get you. Remembering the poison that I've induced. Thank the struggles, they're the reason why we improve.
I think he was on in the first couple years.
We've been on for six
a couple
years.
Times. Yeah, a few times.
Yeah. It has been
it's
a minute.
It's been a while.
Yeah, man.
Long hair gone. I remember last time I seen you, I have a picture with y'all. My fucking hair's touching my nipples.
Yeah, long hair.
Yeah.
Short hair, don't care.
Yeah. I'm going to let it grow, though.
Yeah. I think it happened like three times, though. Like, as soon as people walked in, they're like, oh, Sal, what up?
Yeah.
They didn't recognize him.
Yeah.
Dude, I think one of the things that definitely has happened, like, as of recent, because I'm sure the people who follow you, they stay up on this stuff. But for people who may not know, is you put out a label-pushed record, right?
Yeah.
With Alpha Pub.
It was a distribution.
Okay.
Distribution, just for one project.
Yeah.
It was cool, though.
How was that? How did that come about? You know what was one of the interesting things, dude? And this is just, like, how small the world is. When Tumex was in the hospital, the day I went up and visited him, DJ Nobody was there. Mm-hmm. And he was playing the shit that he was working with you. He was like, yo, you guys got to check out this shit. And I was like, yo, that's self-provoked. Because I didn't know... Like, I didn't know the connection, you know what I mean? Like, and since they're, like, from that world, too, nobody's, like, so much in that world of, like, low-end theory and, you know. How did that relationship start?
Self Jupiter from Freestyle.
Yeah.
Fellowship. He hit me up on the DMs. But fucking...
slide in the DMs. Man.
Yeah, he hit me up and he's like, yo, like, we're trying to fucking... First he hit me up, like, let's make some money. The money's like, for sure, like, I'll see what's up. And then I wasn't really too up on game on, like, Daddy Kev and the whole low-end theory scene and shit.
Yeah.
Well, low-end theory, yeah, I heard of the events. But I started checking him out and I was like, oh, hell yeah, you know, I met him up, we talked. They told me their game plan, and I was like, fuck it, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Why do you feel like that? Because it's not like the first time that you've ever been offered shit. You know what I mean? Like, why did this one finally seem to make sense for you?
Because they're like a staple. They're like a stamp in L.A., you know?
Yeah.
And they're very...
respected.
I saw a good little... I saw a lot of chances within that world for me. You know, I rocked Low End Theory twice because of that. Gained new fans. Yeah, and the producing is just different, too, like from the other producers I used to work with. So, yeah, we're probably going to work on another project in the future. But right now, I'm kind of just fucking around in many places.
What does distribution, like, entail? Like, without necessarily all the nitty-gritty, but
it's like
what do they provide for you that you don't have with your structure already?
Well, to be honest, like he got me on BBC 6 Radio. Well, they got me.
Yeah.
Like, that project got me on heavy rotation on Giles Peterson's.
Yeah.
So that's dope.
Which is a completely different audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it just kind of tapped me into places that I'm not really in right now at the moment.
Were those places you wanted to be in and you just...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because
I kind of want to... I want to spread the fan. Like,
yeah.
Because I don't want... I want, like, older cats, younger cats, all types of cats.
That's interesting.
Blacks, brown, whites, all that shit, so.
Yeah.
And
that's Puerto Rican and Haitian.
Not them.
No Puerto Rican and Haitians.
It's interesting because it's, like, I don't know if, like, so there's, like, a fan base that follows you and they know you from when you started, right? And you've talked about this on this show before. Like, some fans stay with you, some fans leave, some new fans happen. Mm-hmm. Have you, dealing with, like, an older audience, has your younger audience, like, have you noticed a change in that? Like, is when you're looking out from stage, are they just getting older now? Like, you're not seeing as many young faces anymore?
No, the youngsters are still there.
Yeah,
they're still there. I'd say right now, like, the main age that I come are probably, like, from, like, 18 to 21.
Yeah.
That's...
Like that, like, early college age.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you're... Because, dude, how old are you now?
20 fucking four.
Yeah, you're 24. Mm-hmm. So you're in your mid-20s, or you're about to be in your mid-20s. Yeah.
Can't even rent a car yet.
Yeah.
can't rent a car.
Nah, not till next year.
Because insurance requirements, you gotta be 25.
I'm looking forward for my birthday.
Yeah. Just gonna rent a car and drive around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, so, you're nearing your 20. Like,
loudest ass bird ever just decided to start singing.
That's all good.
Remember we were talking about hunting earlier?
Yeah.
You're in here. Good opportunity.
The fuck out of here, bird.
Yo, but I think it's, like, one of the things, like, I always loved watching, like, people's, like, progression and stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember when nobody was showing us the stuff, I was like, yo, this is, like, definitely not something that I'd ever heard from him. You know what I mean? Like, was that part something you desired, too? Or was that kind of introduced to you and you were like, oh, yeah, I'm with that plan? Or how did that come about, like, your sound?
Oh, no, they just showed me beats and I pick beats and I rock them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, yeah, that's how And it's just like, what, fucking a year and a half. Those tracks were probably made like a year and a half ago. So I mean, they're fucking old. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm eager to drop the new shit. Triangles is dope, though. Go stream that shit on fucking Spotify.
So what do you, I mean, one thing you haven't done, because you said you were just kind of fucking around. Mm-hmm. But, dude, you seem to have, you never drop off like the, even though I know, I remember there was like this era where people were like, oh, you know, Self-Provoked hasn't put out anything. And like, oh, yeah. He's dropped off. But it wasn't really true because you were still doing other shit. You know what I mean?
You know what? For a good while, I didn't do shit for a long
time. What did that mean? Not doing shit, what does that consist of?
Like, not giving a fuck about music.
Yeah.
Like, I was in a little weed game, like, trying to make money off that shit. And, I kind of, like, slacked off on that shit. I wasn't driven.
Yeah.
You know, but now I am because I see, like, all the, once you learn how much money you can really make off this shit, like, through streaming, through publishing, through fucking clothing, through a bunch of other shit.
Yeah.
That shit just motivates, you know? So, like, I kind of got driven more by, I would say less by culture, more by, like, money, you know?
Yeah.
To be completely honest.
Well, yeah. How does that work as an artist, though? Like, I can't imagine not wanting to create.
I'll tell you one thing, like, it's momentum. Like, if I'm not home and I'm like, yo, I want to write lyrics and shit, like, I'm not that rapper. Like, there's many rappers out there that are like that, you know. I'm not home thinking about writing lyrics, but when I'm in a studio and with a dope producer and they show me a dope ass beat, I'm like, yo, this could be a dope, this is how I think now.
Yeah.
And they show me a dope ass beat, I'm like, yo, like, let's create and let's fucking maximize as much as we can off what we're gonna create, you know. Yeah. Like, so that's where my mentality is,
like,
at
taking
right
it
now.
Home with you and, like,
no, but to be honest, like, it doesn't mean that I'm not, like, using, I still pick up inspiration and fucking channel it through that shit, you know. But right now, I wasn't, back in the day, I wasn't so driven to make so many songs and shit.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
now I kind of am because I'm liking the new shit I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I can even hear that shit myself, but, like, my old music, I can't bump that shit myself. I cringe, you know. Like,
why?
It's weird, I don't know, maybe because, like,
what, like, when you're listening to it as, like, say you were listening to just any other artist, what about it would you pick apart and go, like, I don't like this? This
my
is
delivery,
why I didn't do
my
it.
Delivery, my pronunciations, my, the topics I would hit, like, I would be, like, Mr. Rebel, like, without a cause, you know, like, so I just, my mentality changed, so when I hear my old stuff, it's kind of like,
what?
But, which changed? Is growth, you know, yeah, so I gotta, in a more understanding perspective, like, it's growth, and everybody's been through it, I'm sure we all have it, but I can't listen to my old shit. Now my new shit, like, I'll be bumping it for the homies and shit.
Yeah.
Give an example of something like that. The last time we saw you versus now. Like,
yeah, that
changed?
You were big up. Like, the last
silly
time
rabbit,
we saw you.
Silly Rabbit.
Really?
I hate that song, bro. Like,
arguably one of your biggest hits.
Yeah. It's cool, though. You know, like, I get it. A lot of people paint some shit. Yeah. It's not their favorite painting, but for somebody else, that's their fucking painting.
Yeah.
But
I mean, that resonated with people for some. Why do you think that? Why do you think that record resonated? I mean, the video was a big part of it. Why do you think that people latched on to that?
The cute homegirl. that I had some girl that everybody was like wet upon. That girl, Costanza, some girl that was with me in the video, and the whole graffiti crew shit.
Yeah,
like a bunch of my homies. So a lot of controversy there in my little neighborhood and shit. And the beat, Loudon got down to the beat. The hook is cool too, I guess I could say that. Like, kind of use the whole Bone Thug influence, like wake up first of the month, so I think that's cool. But I think it's just the beat and the visual and the shit, I don't know, because
it definitely spoke to a type of person. Like, there was a type of person that turned it on and went like, yo, that's
Yeah.
I want to do this shit, or I want to be around this shit. What is this shit?
It was when, like, L.A. youth was, like, based around graffiti, skating, yeah, and shit like that. You know? Like, it's changed now, but, like, that's what, when I was, like, 14 and shit, that's what was popping.
You know what? What's interesting, man, is on the way up when we were talking about...
No, hold on. I want to know why he doesn't like it now.
Oh.
Oh, because my... Fuck. Shit. Come on, hear that shit. Like, like, I don't know. I don't fuck with it. You know, compared to the shit I've been, like, doing now. Maybe it's just,
yeah,
I just like what I'm doing now, and I grew out of this shit.
Yeah.
Cause, but at the time, I remember, like, after making songs, I wouldn't leave bumping it, like, yeah, this is the shit. You know, I'd be like, yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Yeah, I mean, people like it, you know, but, yeah, I wasn't like, yeah, this shit's dope, you know? Like,
I wonder, like, looking back now, like, do you think it's... What you're creating now is, like, really... It's closer to what you've always wanted to create, it sounds like, is what you're saying.
Not what I've always wanted to create, because I always wanted to be, like, just stick on boom bap and straight hip-hop shit like that. But now I'm kind of, like... I'm kind of, like, being more open-minded about other genres or other type of fucking stilos that I'm kind of accepting it and liking it and wanting to experiment with my voice and see what I could do.
Well, okay, so then what... Because you were definitely one of the younger... What you would consider, like, a traditionalist when it came to, like, the rules of hip-hop, or what we all kind of know as the rules of hip-hop. And you said, I'd rather make boom-bap. In a time like right now, where things are changing so quickly, and it looks like everything is pointed towards just more evolution and more experimenting. Yeah. And, like, it doesn't seem like that's going to stop anytime soon. What did it take for you to go, like, man, maybe I should give this shit a chance?
The same people that want you to stick to a certain sound are the same people that aren't supporting you.
Wow.
A bunch of underground motherfuckers don't support each other. And then, like, you know, when you go to a studio with the atmosphere of, like, foods that are talking about, like, some fun shit, like the shit that's going on right now. They all show love to each other. That's a trip. I go to their studio sessions, and I'm just like, everybody's like, yeah, this shit bang. Like, everybody's just vibing off each other. You go to, like, some fools kicking the straight bars, battle rap shit. Everybody has their ego up, you know? Like, dope shit, you know? Like, but they're kind of like, it's just the energy that I'm kind of
And no one in that audience is buying their shit, right?
Exactly,
because they see it all as competition.
Yeah, like, the same fools that holler, like, oh, you're switching up. You're like, it's like, bro, you never supported in the first, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's cool, you know?
Loud if it's loud. Pick up my pen and it's over. Got my head in the moment. Pay attention to omens. Give a fuck what you holding. One big eye and it's scoping. All my actions and motives. Stressed, I piss, so I'm smoking. All your bitches be joking. All my ladies well spoken. Met your boys, they all bogus. You keep your business all open. No wonder all your shit's broken. The reason why you stay moving. Living tied up and roping. Trying to enjoy, but you coping. Tell me what you proposing. I'll tell you what. Welcome to my playground, I make sounds that stay down with my crowd, fuck your crowd. I ain't here for glamour, homie, I ain't here for kicks. I'm here for money in the journey, waking early, trying to stay fit. Homie, listen to my passion when I'm rapping, it's real. I'm booty slapping while yapping about respecting yourself. I admit it, I'm my worst critic, and it just won't stop. They tell me I drink too big, cause I want that next spot. Fuck that. But I'll make my own one. Homie hitting home runs. Why am I moving so slow? You ask me now. Cause this ain't no rebound. Ain't following these mouths. You suckers in deep now. Can't deal with a real style.
In the house. Get down, get down. Jiggy, jiggy with them in the back of the function or not. I want the fellas keep their gats away and act civilized. We don't want no murders going down, alright.
Y'all bore me for real. Y'all looking for love while I'm dodging whack deals. Kick it with OGs who did it well first. Then threw in the business and reap perks. I emerged from slumber like who these whack ass rappers. Don't ask for a collab, I don't fuck with these bastards. Biter staying close cause homie caught a good buzz. Doggy, this ain't no luck. Get your bitch off my nuts. Not rushing towards the money cause I know it's gonna come. Y'all talking about some loyalty but y'all don't carry none. Changing up your style cause you think it's gonna work. You sounding like the others plus you crying on the verse. Woke up on the wrong side, stay away from my sight. Evaluate my own mind, y'all washed up by your own side. Gassed up by your own lies, busted all those dope lines. Posted with some low lives, thinking you'll get co-signed. Come on.
I want the rods in the house, get down, get down. Jiggy, jiggy with them in the back of the function tonight. I want the fellas keep their gats away and act civilized. We don't want no murders going down, alright.
Welcome to the land.
plan that the paid off, the paid off, the paid off, the paid off. Welcome to the land that the paid off, the paid off, the paid off, the paid off. Welcome to the land that the paid off, the paid off, the paid off, the paid off. Welcome to the land that the paid off, the paid off, the paid off, the paid off.
So do you feel like that was a gradual progression to get to that point? Or was it like a, was there a defining moment when you were like, oh man, this is...
Well, it's all ego, man. I had to break my ego because I had like a perception of me being like, yo, this is, you're this hip hop guy. This is like what you do. This is your identity.
Yeah.
So I kept that shit so like embedded in my head that I didn't allow myself to explore the other sides of me, you know, because we're infinite, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We could be anybody and shit. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So I just had to like kind of break that ego.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck happened? Was it a combination of shit? Or do you just really feel like, well, it's just growth? Because it's beyond growth.
It's observation, dog. I see, like, who's moving and who's not.
Yeah.
You know?
Fuck, it wasn't DMT?
Nah, it wasn't DMT, man. But it was a lot of thinking.
Yeah.
It's just you realize shit, bro. Like, I could be this guy or I could be this guy. You could be many people.
Yeah,
or, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
But or choose their methods or yeah. whatever you yeah, want yeah. to learn off them to... So I started just studying people, and I was like, yo, I want to be more like what this person's
yeah,
doing
yeah, yeah.
and this person's doing. So I just...
Who are some of the people that inspired you?
Shit, like, I look into, like a Nipsey Hussle, anybody that's about their shit, like, independently. Like,
yeah.
even a Jay-Z, like, he fucking branched with people and then fucking branched off to do his own shit and, like, just learned the game and then made the game his own, you know? So, like,
yeah.
people
he
like
gets
that
a lot
inspire
of hate
me.
For that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like... Yeah, but fuck it, bro.
That's weird, man.
It's gonna come with
it. First of all, I think everything you're saying is fucking beautiful. I think it's interesting, man, because you're like a definite, like, people could do a case study on like how people intake shit that they're into. You know what I mean? Like on you, because you've gone through like all these. So, and here's the thing: people don't. One of the things that you don't get credit for enough, which I guess because the population around you is similar to your age, but the fact that you're so, your career in hip hop isn't like that long compared to other careers, you know what I mean? And you've had this sometimes unfortunate, sometimes fortunate thing of having to progress in front of everybody's eyes. They got to see you progress, where other MCs, they didn't come out until like this is where exactly what they wanted to do.
They come out polished.
Right. And you were, and people didn't get that. Like, people didn't get, like, because to me, because now there's a population who kind of breaks it down more and goes like, no, what's beautiful about this is like, that is what's dope about this. Like, you're literally getting to see hip hop grow. Like, that's dope. But when it was starting, people was like, what the fuck is this? Like, no, everybody look away from him. Don't look at him because I think I rap better or I've been doing this for way longer. Yeah. He shouldn't deserve that.
Yeah.
Did you – so on one side, you benefited from the way of thinking on the internet and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're at a point where some of it – seems like you resent it a little bit.
That I resent it?
Yeah.
A little bit
Do
of,
you?
I can't resent it. I kind of like, I'm glad for it because that's the thing that kind of made me think this way.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can resent it. You can actively not hate it, but resent you don't get to control.
Nah, I don't resent. I don't care. Like, I don't care to like try to think the way they think
or try to
like relate. I don't care no more, bro.
Yeah.
It's really, I'm honestly completely like, I'm just about me and my family. Like,
do you feel did has hip hop made you a warmer or colder person?
Shit, I wouldn't. Life just made me maybe a little colder than the outside, but I'm still a warm little motherfucker inside.
Yeah,
shit.
Colder. Is it still based on what most artists who get success deal with? Is it still based on like trust? Is it like a trusting that you're still dealing with when it comes to allowing people around you?
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, what do you mean?
Because we were talking about on the way up about you, like that people don't understand. Like, one, I was having a conversation, in fact, with Zay and Kiddo last night, and they're young female MCs who, had they come out at the time of like this really organic growth that happened for all you guys, right? Which, by the way, from what I've seen and looking at the way things are set up now, it's not possible for that to happen again because
oversaturated.
Exactly. Yeah. And things, there's algorithms. Mm-hmm. They control what you get. You guys literally landed in front and then it grew naturally. Now, if they haven't already predetermined that I would even like a Cypher Effect, I'm never even going to see it on my feed. Mm-hmm. So you have to buy your way into that now. It's advertising is the game. That is what a lot of people are doing, unless you already had an organic thing. Kiddo comes out the same time SP comes out. She's Gavlin right now. But she can't do that right now because now she has no more access to that. There's no access to organic growth. That's never going to happen again. And there's still people shooting for, like, your spot. They're like, oh, I'm going to be the next SP. And I've literally heard people say that. And they have no clue, like, it's not even possible. You're not – one, that's just dumb to say, period. But, like, even what – I know what you mean. You mean, like, you're going to follow that same path and – no, you're not. It's not – because that was a moment. And to me, I think anybody who looks at it as a negative time or whatever, I think even those people are starting to grow to a point where you start seeing it as, like, oh, wait a minute. Nah, that was, like, a chapter – like, that was a big-ass chapter in – the history of hip-hop on the West Coast because those artists didn't die.
It was a tipping point.
Yeah, yeah. It had those artists all just, like, fizzled out, and everybody would have been like, ah, fuck that. But there's a lot of them that stayed around, and it acted as a filtering system. Not everybody was made for it. There's people that you've started out with that are just not here anymore. You don't hear about them at all. What gets you up every day, dude, like, to go, like, I'm going to be self-provoked again today, and I'm going to keep going after this thing that never really has an end. You know what I mean? There's no real end to it. Like, why every day? Because it's brought you – I'm assuming it's brought you just as much stress at times.
Yeah, 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 for sure. Shit, what's gotten me? Fuck, bro. What the fuck's the question?
why do you keep doing it? Like, what is it?
Why do I keep doing it? Because I just see the potential of, like,
money.
Yeah. You know, right now, yeah. And I like doing it. I like spitting. Like, if I'm drinking and people are beatboxing, I'll fucking rap. So, yeah. Like, it's not that I don't like this shit, like, and I'm only doing it for money.
Yeah.
I like doing it. Like, I'll do it for free. Like, not a show or anything, but, like, I'll rap out of nowhere, like, with the homies and shit, you know? I like doing it. But yeah, I think if I didn't see no money in it in the future, I probably would have kept it as a hobby that I did probably once a week or something, you know? Yeah.
We used to be hella tight back in high school. Almost every day seen you drive through. Early dates, getting dressed up, super anxious. Thought commitment was coming, but not romantic. I remember the noise you'd make when you see me in the streets and wanted me to stay. Remember the feel of your hands on my hands. Locked them tighter, then proceeded to command. Answers and answers, and you had the questions. Always bullshit and never passed me no lessons. I remember that time you came over my house, storm brightened, made my parents sit on the couch, woke me up in my boxes that morning, but there was no reason at all to be horny. It's the police, what I'm talking about, it's the police, the motherfucking yeah. Police. Made me put my hands up, touch me on my body. Am I the only somebody? Made me put my hands up, touch me on my body. Am I the only somebody?
Cause you, ooh, ooh.
Reach you with my finger up every time they bring you up.
Cause you, ooh, ooh, you got me all fucked up.
Reach you with my finger up every time they bring you up. You messed around with my friends as well. Some more than others, and you led them to hell. My family trusts you, and that shit is strange. After what you did to us, we'll never be the same. Kids looking up to you, but now hearing about it. Acting hella innocent when you out there scouting. Trying to meet your quota, quota. You just trying to meet your quota, quota. You lie a lot, brag a lot. Bluff a lot, can you stop? Sometimes you still haunt me and you never left me alone. Could've act myself around you, I was changing real slow. Man, you had a hold on me, but now it's done. I still do what I do, but I ain't moving dumb. So if you ever catch me, then it's all my fault. It's the police, motherfucker.
made me put my hands up, touch me on my body. Am I the only somebody? Made me put my hands up, touch me on my body. Am I the only somebody?
Cause you, ooh, ooh, you got me all fucked up.
Reach you with my finger up every time they bring you up.
Cause you, ooh, ooh, you got me all fucked up.
Reach you with my finger up every time they bring you up.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say or do can and will be used against you.
Thinking about the time when I met you.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say or do can and will be used against you.
Those were the first words I heard from.
Cause you, ooh, ooh, you got me all fucked up.
Reach you with my finger up every time they bring you up.
I see a lot of potential in it.
Do you see like another chapter after this, like as a front man doing something more behind the scenes?
Yeah,
like, or are you rapping?
I'm trying to branch out to like a bunch of shit. Like I'm working with a homie on like another project now, like a little lifestyle project, and then the clothing thing on a high note. I'm trying to brand that and make that like getting in certain places that brands get, and I have a whole little agenda for that. Like, so I try to stay busy on all sides and shit.
Do you still feel at this point in your career, man? Because it would be hard for me to believe that at one point you didn't believe this, because I know how you think of your fans. I've seen you go out of your way for your fans.
Yeah.
Do you still feel responsible at all for what you make to your fans? Are you like, you're either with me or you're not?
What do you mean responsible?
Like, do you feel like when you start to see, like, do you feel like that anxiety or whatever it is when you start to see, like, maybe your fans are like, I don't like this thing that you're doing?
When they tell me that?
Yeah.
No, I don't care.
Can't anymore, right?
I just seen fools who are succeeding, and I seen all that shit comes with it, you know? Yeah. Like, there's always gonna be those people. Like, yeah. You gotta just keep doing whatever you wanna do, and it feels right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Wait, okay, so in retrospect, now let's take a look back. In retrospect, when you look back at your career, what are some of the choices you feel like you should have made, or you could have made into better things and you didn't?
Consistency. Yeah, consistency for sure. Like, after Silly Rabbit, I had like a nice little buzz and shit. Yeah. Like, and then I watched that shit go down. And it wasn't like at the time I was like watching it go down, like, fuck, what am I gonna do next? It was watching it go down, like, oh, it's cool. Like, it's cool. Like, I didn't give a fuck, you know? Yeah. Like, but now if I did some shit, I dropped a track and I seen my shit go down, I'll be stressing, like, yo, I need to fucking do something to pick that back up.
Yeah.
Or keep following up your shit, you know?
So where did that come from? Like, the thinking of, I don't care if it kind of goes down. Did you just not want? Because I know, dude. I know. I've seen you deal with people. It's not like there's. You don't necessarily like being in front of a bunch of people all the time. Like, it's not something you even like.
I'm a little awkward.
So were you like self-sabotaging? You think, like, were you like, it's going down, but that also means more time to myself. I don't have to, like...
No, because at that time, I wasn't even tripping about shit. Like, I had anxiety, but not, like... I wasn't at that point where I was like, yo, I'd rather be alone than with people. I used to have all my homies around and shit, so I was down with, like, having little girls hitting me up you know, at the time, but... it was more, like, more of a thing, like... Like, I didn't understand what a career was. You know, I didn't I just like, oh, I have a song. Once I dropped the next song, like, everybody's gonna like get hype about it. Yeah. You know, but like, once you need to follow, if you're following up on a good song, you better follow up on another good song. You know, I started working with producers. Like, there was a point I was like ignorant about beats. Like, I didn't know what was a good beat, what wasn't a good beat. You know, I'd hear a beat, and as long as the drums were like on the tempo I wanted it, I'll rap on it and then release it. You know, so I started releasing a bunch of whack shit.
What is it that you consider your
whack shit? Like SP77, I don't even want to call that shit a project. It's just a bunch of fucking songs I made in a period of time and just threw it there, like different mixing, different mastering. Like, I don't know what the fuck I was doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was doing.
So what do you look for now in like beats? Like, what are you hearing?
shit, like just some shit that bangs, bro. Like, you know, it could be boom bap that just, I don't know, like bass.
Right. Yeah. Because it feels like a lot of like what you're describing is that like as you're getting older and you're having more experience, you're becoming more intuitive. And it's difficult to, like, put words onto, like, why you're making a decision, but you know, like, something just feels better.
Yeah, because it's learned now. Thing. You know what they call it? It's like developing your palate.
Right.
Yeah, like, if you taste different types of food, you might not like it, but if you consistently taste more and more foods, what you like expands.
An expert is simply one who's made every given mistake in a very narrow
field. Yeah.
So, you know, all the beats, like everything you've been through, all the music you've made have brought you to where you are today.
Yeah, for sure. And a lot of music I grew up listening to that shaped me, you know, as a person, I don't listen to no more. And I think it's like a big reason why I was kept in a mentality I didn't want to be for such a long time.
You know? Can you say anything?
Alright, like, no offense. Yeah. Like, you know, like, I don't really listen to Mortal Technique or
fucking
hell. Talib Kweli no more.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Bro, that is the music that keeps you fucking, like, broke. You know, that's that shit is like, yo, we're oppressed. Like, and we're fucked. Like, the world's over. You know, like, you walk in with that mentality, you're going to stay with that mentality. Yeah. You know, like, so I don't really fuck with that shit.
Wow. All right.
There was a, like, because it's always said that as an artist, when you start out earlier in your journey, you're, like, this is the thing I read, described it this way. Like, you have this bar that you're trying to reach, right? And there's this gap between your taste and how immaculate your taste is.
Yeah.
But you're not really quite creating that yet. And as you create more and more, you're closing that gap more and more. And eventually you get to a place where you realize, like, oh shit, like what I'm creating is my thing.
Yeah.
And that other thing
this
that
is
was
exactly
inspiring
what
me,
I wanted to taste.
Right.
Like,
that other thing that was inspiring me, I used to think I was trying to make exactly that, but now I realize I don't need to make that. I'm doing my own shit, and my own shit's different than that.
Yeah.
My own shit's better.
You master your voice.
Like, I'm that way. Like, I think of music videos. Like, I stopped watching music videos a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Because I would watch videos, and I'd start getting like, oh, man, I want to do that thing with the camera. Oh, man, I want to do that. And I stopped. Like, no, wait a minute. It's bullshit. Like, that's just not what I do.
Yeah.
Like, I like watching Michael Bay movies. I have no desire to make a Michael Bay movie. I'd fucking kill myself.
There's no reason to do green screens. There's, like, no reason to give yourself guidelines.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there doesn't really. That's just something you're just putting in your own way.
Right.
Especially when it comes to creating, like, music.
And I want to know, like, so on that journey with you, because last time you were on, we had a long conversation about anxiety and you're meditating and, like, you're learning how to deal with that. Are you finding that your anxiety is decreased in connection to your art increasing in quality and a deeper connection with it?
Yeah, because I'm happier with what I'm doing. You know, so I feel like I have more direction, and I feel like I got something to grasp on to kind of...
Yeah, you like yourself.
Yeah, because, the more you put in work, the more your self-esteem goes up, you know? Like, the less you put in work or the less you're, like, doing what you know you're supposed to do, like, the more shitty you're going to feel.
Yeah.
Anxiety, like, I almost feel like that's... We apply, like, a negative judgment to it, but that's your body, that's your higher self... Letting you know you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
Like, listen,
your
to
alarm's
me.
Going off.
You're going the wrong way.
You're being a fucking dick. Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. I still there, you know. But fucking, it just gets triggered off, like, dumb shit, different shit, you know. Like, if I was strain on my fucking shoulder or some shit, like, I know, like, this sensation feels weird, and I don't perceive it as a shoulder thing. I perceive it as, like, something that's making my whole left side stiff, and it's weird. Like, you have to kind of, like, step back and, like, analyze it.
It's just even logical. Like, what am I thinking?
That shit's crazy.
But your body
is like
a machine.
The heart attack feeling.
Yeah. Your body's a machine, though, and it's if your body is predisposed to some level of anxiety, then, like, you hit a little trigger and it starts to, like, root off and go.
Perceives it as danger, and your body goes on, like, on that. It releases a bunch of cortisol.
It's a trip. Like, I was about my friend, I won't say her name, but, like, when we were on, we're at Burning Man.
Bonnie,
like,
Blue.
No.
Okay.
she was having a meltdown, and she had taken LSD, but, like, she was feeling like her body actually was, like, falling apart. She was feeling her heart falling down, like, and what I had learned from just what SP's describing right now, from having been through anxiety myself, the last thing you want to do is tell somebody that's not happening.
Yeah.
Because your body's experiencing thing, and your mind has that much power. So
it becomes
when your trigger's
so frustrating.
Off, all of a sudden these triggers are going off, and your body's, like, doing this thing, your arm, and then that doubles up on itself. myself. Mm-hmm. So the anxiety gets worse.
Yeah, that's how I developed, like, hypochondria for a while. I was, like, a mad hypochondriac, dude.
Really?
Yeah, it all started with, like, my left shoulder, and my fucking left shoulder would get stiff, and so would my muscles. Like,
what
my
were
pecs.
You thinking that it was?
A fucking heart attack or a stroke or some shit. Yeah. You know? Like, and every time, like, I'd get this shit every day, and every single time, like, I would be like, yo, it's just your muscles and shit. But my mind, like, wouldn't want to accept that or some shit. I would still be on, like, fight or flight mode.
Because, dude, I mean, technically your body thinks it is whatever you're thinking it is.
Yeah,
a very hard thing to flip in the moment, especially.
You can even see with, like, SP, like, the kind of artist that you are. So, like, what you do and what you create, it's almost like any sort of, like, poetry or rap. Like, you're looking at, like, the golden ratio, right?
Mm.
Like a lightning bolt. Or the way that a root comes out of a tree, you're doing exactly that with words. Mm. Like, that's the kind of art that you create. So your mind, the way it operates is that, like, this root, and then this other root comes out of it, then this other branch comes out of it, then this other branch comes out of it.
Yeah.
So your brain functions like that all the time. Yeah. And the kind of art
and
you create.
And it's trained really well.
Right, right.
You do it really well.
Right.
So
he's a spitter, and he'll, like,
you
want to
know something funny?
Hard.
Sometimes when I diss people on tracks or it seems like I'm dissing a specific person, it's usually me contradicting my last line. Like, I say some shit, like, bro, you've done this shit, you know?
Yeah.
So I contradict myself. I'm kind of, sometimes I listen to, like, a song, I'm like, yo, you're talking to
yourself. You're talking to yourself, yeah.
Like, these motherfuckers live in fear. That's pretty sad. But I'm like, bro, you live in fear sometimes, you know? Like, so and sometimes while I'm writing, I know this, so I, like, kind of, like,
exercise it out.
I branch off to another topic to justify it or not justify it, or I don't know, bro. But I feel you that shit. I was like,
because your mind's doing that all the time.
Yeah, even with conversation, bro. I'll speak about one thing and I'll just fucking branch off to a complete other topic. Then.
Dude,
that knowledge, by the way, all of a sudden makes his rapper name way more appropriate.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, man. Like, at this point, dude, this has happened so many times. Like, I think you may be close to our 300th episode. So the whole routine is usually I get up
in
the morning.
Do we ever know what number we're at?
I don't ever know
what number episode.
But I usually get up in the morning, fucking get ready, go to Arash's house. Arash drives
every morning. Okay, no.
When we come to the podcast, and then we just have a conversation up. Usually that conversation is about whoever we're going to talk about, right? Or somehow it gets to that, right? And so we were talking about you on the way up, and one of the things that we were talking about was, like, it's gotta be a fucking weird experience, right? To catch that organic growth, right? You're how old?
24.
No, at Silly Rabbit.
Fuck, I think it's 19?
19 years old, right? So you're 19. I don't know about anybody, any of the other older people in the room. At 19, I was fucking retarded, right? But at 19, you're given, like, this responsibility pretty much of a fan base, of video. Like, oh, I should make videos. Like, oh, shit, my video. Like, everybody's watching. Oh, shit, people are buying tickets to my – and all this – everything that comes with it. You know what it is, bad and good. There's a bunch of shit that comes with that, whether it's good people and bad people around you, whether it's people constantly – and this is one of the biggest things. Like, like Tumex, I always compare – the way he sees things into what you're going to, like, how you're going to see things later on too, because there was a similar path early on. And he has that same thing of, like, I keep a very close knit, because at this point we all know, I mean, he's probably been hit up. He's hit up every day, 20, 30 times a day of somebody, can you do something for me?
Yeah.
Always. Right. But you're having to deal with this at 19, 20, and there literally is no one around you to go, like, oh, this is how we did it before. Because no one had done it before. No one had really done that era of organic growth with videos and taking quality to a higher level was the first time it had ever been seen, period. How do I know? Because we've fucking dedicated our lives to figuring it out. Mm-hmm. It's never happened anywhere else. Like, it's definitely going to be a chapter in hip-hop. So what could we expect from your – like, what could we expect from you than to make mistakes sometimes? And only you had to do yours in front of everybody, and then people would still criticize it as if they could even come close to understanding what you were dealing with.
That's how everybody is, right?
Yeah.
Without judge.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I mean, you were definitely in a place that no one had been before, period.
I mean, has that stopped, or are you, like, just you know, like you've gotten to a place in your life where like don't give a shit anymore, like whatever. It's
about never, what?
Judgment, negativity.
Yeah, like, I see it has no control over me, you know. So yeah, it's cool as long as I like. If the more attention you give it, it might have a little control over you, you know.
When was the, when was the last time somebody said something where you were like, oh, that one kind of hurt?
I didn't like that he cut his hair.
Oh,
I think
that was the one.
Yeah,
you saw it in his eyes.
Oh.
Well, yeah, like some girl's like, damn, you're getting fat. And I'm like, yo, I'm hitting that treadmill, bro. Like, that one hurt.
Yo, that's a good one. I don't know if you could beat that one.
No, there was a while I was drinking a lot and I was getting a little belly. So she put me on. I was like, you know what? She's right. I was like, I'm about to stop drinking and running.
Okay, you know what? Another one was the last time we talked was you said you were talking about touring as an artist, and I remember you were like, fuck that, I don't want to fucking do that. Like, where are you at with that now?
Oh, if I'm getting paid, I'm doing it. But
yeah,
and I enjoy shit more now than I did before when I talked to y'all. Because I remember when I went to that trip, I was a little negative Nancy, yo. Like, everything, I was just negative for everything. Like, it was horrible. Like, I reflect on that time in my life, and I'm like, yo, I would have hated it to be around me. You
wow.
know? So, like, yeah, no. Now I would love to tour, and I'd enjoy it too.
Yeah,
like, fuck yeah! Like I want to.
Yeah, because I gotta think that there's just a market waiting. There's just a market waiting for you overseas.
Yeah, I got shit. Like I'm like 90% sure that once I drop this new shit, like it's for sure gonna like.
This will be.
It's gonna ignite like my you know some flames again. And
so is this new shit? If you could tell people, like, is this new shit? If they're coming to expect anything, is it anything that they've ever heard from you before?
Nah.
So then they're
like, no, it's not. It's still me. It's still I'm. It's just the beats are way better. Everything's better. My topic, my writing, my fucking delivery, my energy. Everything's better.
Yeah. Because you're better.
Yeah. I learned a lot.
Is there when it comes to having people. Like, because, you know, like you've talked about it on the show that people feel like they know you by the music. Because there are people who, like, to their credit, they literally are like a self-provoked super fan.
Yeah.
That they have everything you've ever put out. They know everything about it. They really do feel like they know who you are.
Yeah. Chris, stop embarrassing me. I'm self-provoked.
They probably have no clue.
But they don't. It's still at this point, you feel like you still haven't put out something that is so raw that they know exactly who you are yet.
Nah, I probably wouldn't either.
Nah.
Yeah.
You're always going to keep something to yourself.
Shit. Like, I'm not, I won't express my, like, if I have a sad, say my mom dies or my dad or some crazy experience, I'm not gonna fucking write a song about it and put it out for the public.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
You know, same with like if like
you would have though in the past.
No, not with that. But it's an example, as in like there's certain things I just you people don't need to know about that shit. That's my life, you know. And there's and every like when I rap with my ego.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I rap like I'm ego driven when I'm rapping.
Yeah.
But like I still know what the fuck I'm gonna put out. Like I'm not gonna allow myself to like put my weaknesses out there for the world to like know. You know?
Yeah.
It's not a smart move.
Yeah,
it's not a smart move.
It's not, right? At this point, you put it out tomorrow and everybody knows everything, right? And then they start building their own stories.
But you will talk about it pretty openly in the interview.
Mm-hmm.
You've always been open with us.
Yeah. And interview-wise, like, I'll fucking say it because, like, bro, if somebody's in my face, I'll fucking, like, dismantle whatever fucking argument they're trying to come at me with. Like, if it's regarding my life or whatever the fuck I'm doing. Like, you know, but as far as songs and shit, like, it's something that lives forever. So our interviews too, but songs kind of get a little bit more.
Mm. Yeah.
Man, that's interesting.
Circulation and shit, but.
Man, I never really thought about it that way. That's true. You'll listen to this interview and then, like, you'll create. I mean, somebody who is listening to this show is probably, like, has, like, a deep interest and respect for what the human experience is like. Whereas, like, the song could very much be listened to by people that are just, you know, looking to party and they don't want to know you any deeper than that.
Dude,
so if that's the image you create.
Exactly. I have an example. Like,
that fucks with your money.
I drop a song called Welcome to My Castle, and I have a line was like pretty much talking about easy. All right, if people want to beef it with me, easy to see why I don't fully blame the police, but fuck a crooked one if he can't handle this piece. So I'm being objective about the situation, you know? Yeah, somebody will hear that and be like, yeah, fuck the police.
My That's bro, all like, they took out of it.
Like, bro, like, you're not hearing me and shit. Like, I even say that the next line is like, I'm objective, you know?
Do you
like,
care now at this point whether they catch it or not? Is it just for the people who catch it?
Shit, if it...
Because, I mean, are you simplifying anything? Are you like, sometimes I got to simple
it's fucking simple, so if they can't get it, then that's weird. Who put this? Did somebody put a beer in my... You did? Did. All right, thank you. Okay. What was I saying? Yeah, you know, it's simple enough, but if whatever makes their fucking boat float, like, let them rock with that, because it's going to make them like the song more. So if you like this made-up version in your head
then a little dope. More,
rock with it, you know, it's cool. Fuck it. So I ain't really tripping. It's not like I'm out here, like, trying to fucking change the world or I have a fucking, like, a statement that I'm trying to fucking spread to the world. I'm not about that. Like, like I said, I don't care what people pick from it. You know, they could pick the negative or the positive. Like, I'm just trying to do it for me and shit.
Right.
Yeah. Selfish motherfucker.
It's really fascinating. I see that when I'm rapping, it's very ego-driven.
Yeah.
That's because I feel like as an artist, like, a lot of the exploration, maybe the advice that I've been giving wrongfully has been that you should rip that shit apart and create a different thing. But you have very much created this
That empire, is his project.
This empire, yeah.
Yeah.
Driving by ego. Mm-hmm. That's a trip. Like, I don't think I've ever really thought about that.
It's all ego-driven, bro.
So you don't foresee a future, well, maybe perhaps with other kinds of art, but with rapping, you don't want to go to that level where you're going to strip all of that away
personal
and get completely
shit.
Naked.
Shit, you know, I might think different in 10 years or 5 years.
Yeah.
2 years, you know, I don't know. But as far as now, like, nah, bro, like, if I'm a rap, it's all... It's thoughts, my observations. Thing. I might even be a judgmental as fuck. You know, I'm just expressing this shit that I can't say in everyday conversation.
Yeah.
You know? Because as far as people to people, I'm very fucking not ego driven.
Yeah,
I don't expect to be fucking looked at any fucking way or any stupid shit. But in my music, like, I'm that's where I'm gonna express my little ego. Side.
It's almost like an actor going to work in a movie.
It's still myself. Like, that's still a side within me. Yeah, I choose not to express it in everyday life because that would be fucked up. Imagine if I'm going and I see some fucking lady with her little kid feeding her McDonald's.
You're hitting the punching bag,
judgmental and shit. Like, can't do it.
Yeah, you're on the punching bag. Yeah. It's not like you want to beat up somebody every single day, but you need to get it out.
Yeah.
Which then, this is the thing, and I think a lot of the audience, and I'm glad you're talking about, because I think a lot of the audience misses this part of your art, that in itself is an art. Like, the ability to go, like, I'm going to show you this part of me, and this is what it looks like. You know what I mean? And that is what's being packaged. That's what's being sold. You don't own me, but I am showing. It's no different than someone doing a painting. It's no different than that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you don't own me because you bought this painting. You know what I mean?
And there was a while I was trying to be politically correct while I rapped. That shit made me depressed. That's why I'm like, oh, fuck that PC. She fucks safety spaces. Fuck all that shit that's making society little babies and shit. Yeah. Like, that's when I there was like probably like a year I was trying to be like, watch what I said. Don't call girl bitches on it. Like, because, you know, fucking ridiculous, bro. I was like so depressed
where
during
did that
come time.
From?
Like, just because I was like, I was on that stupid fucking like. I have nothing against like spiritual journeys or shit. Like, I'm off for it. I'm still in it, whatever. But I just got kind of brainwashed by this. It's like a spiritual propaganda that you have to be this person. Karma. Yeah. Like, I don't like. I choose. I have a song where I'm like, dog, I've closed my third eye. Misaligned my chakras, freed myself from karma, give a fuck about all y'all, because karma's a belief.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you feel like, if you carry guilt with you because you did an action, like, so I'm like, fuck that. Like, I'm trying, I'm dismissing these beliefs. I'm fucking like detaching myself
These fucked up.
Yeah, no,
that's amazing,
bro.
That's amazing.
You can't trust, like, I always say that, like, don't ever trust a guru who comes at you too serious. They say, like, this is the way you're supposed to be. If you're saying this is the way you're supposed to
be, the moment you say you're supposed to,
supposed to anything.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Dude, that's amazing. What should people look forward to this year, man, coming from you?
Shit, a lot of new music. I'm sitting on a lot of new music, so I'm gonna drop them as singles.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep just dropping in on them with music videos, fucking shows after. I don't wanna do any shows until like August and shit.
Okay.
So my booking price is super high right now, so do not holler at me. You're not gonna want to pay that shit. So I'm just preparing to
That's awesome.
Working in the back scenes
right is now. it your And you said there might be, there's talk that there might be another Alpha Pub release, possibly.
Yeah, maybe in the future, but yeah. Right now, no. Right now, I'm working on some other things.
And this is it, can people, you don't have to say who it's with or anything, but can people say it's still like a solo, independent,
yeah,
like under your brand?
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah. That's amazing to finally see you do that. That's awesome. Yeah. I think that one of the things that people really get when you come on the show is we can literally go through every episode and see the growth. It's really dope. Again, I'm telling you, man, it's kind of eerie, like, talking to you, because we literally had this conversation coming up, like, what is it? What are we going to talk to SP about? Like, what do you think's changed? Everything. Mm-hmm. Everything's
in fact,
changed.
What we should do is we should release like a blog post where we package up all the times it's been on the show.
Yeah.
You can listen to them all in a row.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Like the newest X-Men movie just came out. Like, look, you saw Logan. You should go back and watch X-Men. And none of that fucking timeline is going
to
make sense.
See where this character originated.
Right.
Dude, it's amazing. Guys, support everything SP does. I'm sure that most of you listeners already do. But even some of you people who, maybe this is the first time you're ever hearing from him, there's a catalog out there. He doesn't like it. But go listen to it, work your way through it. The project that's out right now, though, is
Triangles.
And you can search Self-Provoked on Google. Trust me, there's tons of shit. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, or Spreaker, go to platformcollection.com. You can search Self-Provoked right there. All his music will come up, as well as the links to everything that he's been talking about. So there it is.
Word.
Yeah. Dude, thank you so much, bro.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
You may now flush the toilet.
Yes.
Homie, this that good shit, bump it in your hood shit. Chillin' with a new chick, last one was confusing. I don't even blame her, I'm an entertainer. Dummies on my nutsack, I don't see them later. Not looking for a savior, I'm looking for myself. Thinking about my money and I'm thinking about my health. I don't give a shit what Kim K's doing. I don't give a fuck who Kanye's screwing. See, I'm on the far side, further than you ever been. Catch me on my Simba shit, reclaiming all my relevance. Don't worry who I kick it with, don't ask me if I still paint and if I still did. Motherfucker, it's a different name on the Mariah Carey note. When I float on a boat on the sea, recognize the company. O-N-A-H-I-G-H-N-O-T-E. O-N-A-H-I-G-H-N-O-T-E. Welcome to my castle. Welcome to my castle. Welcome to my castle. Where they stay lost over decades, too scared to flip on to the next page. Welcome to my castle. Welcome to my castle. Where they stay lost over decades, too scared to flip on to the next page. Welcome to my castle. Eyes covered like I'm Absol, chasing all the cash flow. Calculate my map slow. Energy's projected like I'm talking about the Astros. I don't kiss them before sex, you be licking assholes. All that put the stress and left it in another world. Got dumped 3 times in 2 months by one girl. I call that a 3-2-1, but it's still all love. I know we'll both do a lot better now that it's all done. Look, the word on the streets is that I got beef. Why the hell all these losers always wanna beef it with me? Easy to see why I don't fully blame the police. But fuck a crooked one if he can't handle his peace. I'm objective, that's the message, homie. Catch the curveball, take a broad home. She washes the face and I'm turned off. I like the actual, not that fiction. Fuck a victim, I'm vicious, I fight back in an instant. Welcome to my castle. Welcome to my castle. Welcome to my castle. Where they stay lost over decades, too scared to flip on to the next page. Welcome to my castle. Welcome to my castle. Where they stay lost over decades, too scared to flip on to the next page. Welcome to my castle. Welcome to my castle. Welcome to my castle. Where they stay lost over decades, too scared to flip on to the next page. Welcome to my castle. If all these walls could talk, what would they tell ya? If all these walls could talk, what would they tell ya? If all these walls could talk, what would they tell ya? If all these walls could talk, what would they tell you? If all these walls could talk, what would they tell you? If all these walls could talk, what would they tell you? If all these walls could talk, what would they tell you? If all these walls could talk, what would they tell you? Welcome to my castle. Welcome to my castle. Welcome to my castle. Where they stay lost over decades, too scared to flip on to the next page. Welcome to my castle. Welcome to my castle. Welcome to my castle, where they stay lost over decades, too scared to flip on to the next page. Welcome to my castle.
ProFlexion.com.